Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们, 早安。
I hope not too many of you are disappointed that my dad is not here today.
我真心希望你们没有太多的人非常失望, 今天讲到的不是我的父亲。
You know, it's interesting, this happens quite a bit with our two names.
非常有趣的是我, 因着我们俩的名字, 这件事情经常发生。
When I was very young, my mom decided, okay, I can't have two Dales in the house.
当我小的时候, 我的母亲决定, 在我们的家里不能有两个Dale。
And that is how I got the nickname Chip.
所以我有我的小名Chip。
It actually means chip off the old block.
这个它本身的意思就是雕削,从旧的头上雕削下来。
In other words, my dad, Dale, is the big block.
换句话说,我的父亲是那个大的石头。
And I'm a little chip off of that block.
我只是一个石头上的一个小片。
But I remember my dad saying very early in my life that his prayer for me is that I wouldn't be a chip off of his block, but a little chip off of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我记得从小我的父亲就告诉我, 他真心不希望我是从他这块石头上的一小片, 而是从主耶稣身上的一小片。
And may that be true for all of us this morning, that when people see us, they don't see us or our name, but they see the Lord Jesus Christ.
愿这个经历成为真实, 当人们看见我们的时候, 不是Dale King, 我们自己, 而是看到主耶稣基督。
And when that is a reality, then we are a blessing, as the song just said.
当这个成为真实的时候, 我们所唱的诗歌就真的像诗歌里所讲的, 我们成为一个祝福的宝。
So let's begin this time by reading a passage in the book of Luke.
让我们开导的时候先翻到路加福音。
Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Now this is a familiar story.
这是一个大家非常熟悉的故事。
And I know a fellowship right now that has been studying this one chapter for a very, very long time.
我知道有一组查经的已经研读路加福音一段时间了。 So
we can't cover everything.
所以我们没有办法仔细的面面俱到。But
by the Lord's grace, may we glean just a few things from this chapter.
但是藉着主耶稣基督的恩典，允许我们可以拾到几粒麦穗儿。
I'll read the first 22 verses in English, and then our sister will read it in Chinese.
我会用英文读1到22节, 姊妹会用中文读。
Verse 1 of chapter 10 of Luke. Now after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others, and them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither himself was about to come. He said unto them, The harvest indeed is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he send forth laborers into the harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no wallet, no shoes, and salute no man on the way. And into whatsoever house ye shall enter, first say, Peace be unto this house. And if a son of peace be there, your peace shall rest upon him. But if not, it shall turn to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as they set before you. And heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, The King of God is nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye shall enter, and they receive you not, go out into the streets thereof, and say, Even the dust from your city that cleaveth to our feet, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, now know this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh. I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. Woe to thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which were done in you, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, shall thou be exalted into heaven, thou shalt be brought down into Hades. He that heareth you, heareth me. He that rejecteth you, rejected me. He that rejecteth me, rejected that sent me. 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not, that the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. And in that same hour he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank thee, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou didst hide the things from the wise and understanding, and did reveal them unto babes. Yea, Father, for so it was well-pleasing in thy sight. All things have been delivered unto me of my Father, and no one knoweth who is the Son, save the Father, and who there is, save the Son, and he to whom the Son willeth, heal him. Brothers and sisters, when we open the scripture and read these passages, we need to consider a few things. One is, unless the Holy Spirit opens the scripture to us, it's no use.
第一点要说的就是, 除非圣灵开启我们, 否则都是无用的。
We could study the scripture this morning, we could examine the Greek, and it would be like going to a history class or any class of college or university.
当我们读这些圣经经节的时候, 如果我们只是研读它, 就像来审验, 这个希腊文一样, 看它, 或者研读历史一样的, 来读它, 是没有用的。
The second most amazing thing about the scripture is it is so full.
第二点要说的是, 我们的经节是如此的丰富。
This is an actual event that occurred.
这些所有上面所说的事情都是真实发生的。
We can learn from history how Jesus with these 70 men and his disciples.
我们可以从这个讲的历史里面学到耶稣是怎么样带领他呼召他70个门徒的。
But the scripture is so rich, it also has a word for us today.
但是这些经文是如此的丰富，在他们里面也是对我们现在的人讲话。
The Word of God is living and powerful. He's saying something to each one of us today.
神的话语是如此的有力，今天他在对我们每个人心里讲话。
And what's even more amazing is the Scripture is prophetic.
换一句话说，还有一个就是说，这个经文是如此的相关。
In this passage, the Lord is saying something about His return.
就是在这个经文里面，耶稣在讲到他要再来这件事情。
His return that has not yet happened, but is about to occur.
虽然他还没有再来，但是这件事却迫在眉睫。
All three things can be seen this morning as we read the word.
当我们读到主的话语时，我刚才说的三点都已经体现了出来。
So let's just take one more moment to ask the Lord to open these scriptures to us in prayer.
所以我们再花一丁点时间来恳求主。
Father, dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you have this passage set before us this morning.
慈爱的圣天父，谢谢你今天早晨有这样的经文摆在我们面前。
And we do ask that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you would open the words to us.
我们恳求，藉着你圣灵的大能，求你的话语对我们敞开。
We do ask that we would learn lessons from the past.
我们真的祈求我们可以从过去的历史当中学到经验。
We do ask that we would hear a personal word in our heart this morning.
我们祈求在我们的心中能够得到个人的供给。
And Lord, we do ask that you would give us vision to see what you are about to do.
我们也求你亲自赐给我们意象，知道你所要做的大事。
And as you do this, may we be careful to give you all the glory and all the thanks.
当你在成就这一切的时候，特别小心地把所有的颂扬都归给你。
Simply put, Lord Jesus, we ask that you would open our ears that we might hear.
我们祈求你开启我们的耳朵，让我们可以听。
Speak, Lord, thy servants are listening.
对你的仆人讲话，你仆人谨听。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. There's three aspects, Lord willing, that I would like to cover in this passage this morning.
今天早晨, 我要与弟兄姊妹讲三点。
As Jesus sends these 70 out,
当耶稣差遣这70个门徒的时候,
we see that we are called to a testimony of Jesus.
我们知道我们是蒙召做耶稣基督的见证人。
Secondly,
第二点,
as the Lord sends out these 70, we see that we are to be a dwelling place for Christ.
当耶稣差遣70个人的时候，我们知道我们要成为神的居所。
And thirdly, we are to live our life as heavenly citizens.
第三点，我们知道我们要活着，就我们真的是天国的子民。
Watch my time. If the Lord allows all three to be covered, that's the plan for this morning.
我会特别小心看着点儿，让我能够在有限的时间里把我所要分享的讲完。
So the first thing we see in this chapter is this matter of testimony.
第一点，我们从这一章里面所要讲到的是见证。
And we know that this chapter is about testimony because the Lord Jesus sends these 70 out two by two.
我们为什么知道这里面讲的是见证？因为主耶稣设立了70个人，差遣他们两个两个的在他前面。
Now this isn't super important, but I do want to say some translations say there were 72 disciples.
这个不是非常的主要，但是我要提到一点，就是有一些经节说到主设立了72个人。I
believe the more accurate translation is 70.
我相信更加精确的是70个人。But
we see this matter of two being sent out.
但是我们看到就是一件事情想要注意，就是两个两个。When
we see two in the Bible, we have testimony.
任何情况下，当我们读圣经的时候，读到两个，我们就可以看到见证。
No one in the Old Testament was more humble, more prepared to take the people of Israel out of the land than Moses, but he had Aaron with him.
摩西带领是如此的谦卑，带领以色列人出埃及，但是他是与亚伦一起成就这件事儿。
Very easily, Joshua could have taken the Israelites into the Promised Land, but the Lord said, no, Joshua and Caleb.
约书亚完全可以自己来带领以色列人在旷野上行走，但是主却说不是约书亚，是约书亚和加勒。
In the New Testament, when we see the Lord Jesus transfigured, we see Moses and Elijah.
刚才讲到的是旧约里的人物，现在讲新约。比如说，当我们看到在变化山上的时候，我们看到的是摩西和以利亚。And
the most beautiful testimony is the relationship of the Father and the Son.
在所有的里面，最美的图画是神子和父神。The
Lord Jesus on this earth simply said, I can do nothing but by the Father.
当主耶稣在地上的时候，他紧紧地说：“没有父，子什么都不能做。”
Even the Son of God,
甚至神子
had a testimony of a second.
子神也要与父神同作见证。
We could look at many scriptures. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 through 12 speaks of the two.
我们可以发现有关于这个两个这个字眼许多的经节，比如说《传道书》第4章。
It says that two are better than one.
说到两个人总比一个人好。
When one falls, the second can lift the other up.
一个人跌倒，另一个人就可以扶起他的同伴。
We also see in Deuteronomy, any testimony, any court case, you need to have two witnesses.
我们可以读到从生命记当中到任何最主要的事情的关乎到见证的时候，都是至少两个人。So
this is a matter of testimony in this chapter.
所以我们所读的这个路加福音讲的是见证。And
I want to make a practical point here.
我想要做一个实际的，指出一个实际点来。If
we are going to be a blessing,
如果我们要成为一个祝福,
if we are going to testify of the Lord Jesus,
如果我们要为耶稣基督做见证,
how precious it is to do this with another.
非常宝贵的一点是我们与我们的同伴一起来做这个见证。
Husband and wife, you have an opportunity to be a powerful testimony of the Lord Jesus in your home.
妻子和丈夫，你们在你们的家里可以成为神一个非常强大的见证。
Even in a family where there's an unbelieving husband or an unbelieving wife, the love, the prayer, the submission to that other spouse can be a testimony.
虽然在有些家中的丈夫和妻子及这一方信主的他的爱他的祷告和他的顺服另一方就有可能被感化。
Ask the Lord in your own life, is there someone that you can go two by two with, that you can testify the love of the Lord Jesus with?
恳求主向你指明有没有这一个人你可以跟他一起两个两个的被差遣为主侍奉。
Some of you are siblings or a brother or a sister to someone else.
有些人你们有弟兄或者姊妹。
The world tells you, oh, siblings, they fight all the time.
这个世界告诉你们如果你们是家里的弟兄姊妹的话你们总是打架。
They compete all the time.
他们总是竞争。
Why not have the Christ life, the different life?
为什么不要有基督的生命呢？不同的生命。
And instead of words of competition and anger, words of love and caring and lifting up.
不要总是互相的竞争、吵架，彼此相爱，彼此劝勉。
In the workplace, you have a coworker that you know is a Christian. Seek them out, find them out, encouragement to one another.
如果在你工作的地方，你知道某人是个基督徒，你就与他共同一起共勉。
Countless times I've seen entire corporations, their mission change, their direction change because two Christians were praying for that corporation.
有许多情况下就是整个事工的使命都得到一个大的转变就是因为神急着这两个人的祷告。
And that's what the Lord's doing as he sends out these 70 two by two.
所以这是就是神所做主所做的他把这七十个人差遣他们两个两个的在他面前。
Now the number 70 is fascinating.
这个七十这个数字真让人着迷。
It's a complete number.
它是一个完全的数字。
We won't go into the details of that, but 70 means complete.
我们不会过多的讲述细节但是七十在圣经里是一个完全的数字。
After the flood, we see there's Ham, Shem, and Japheth.
当洪水之后韩和雅弗我们看到他们和后代。
And in Genesis, I think it was chapter 10, it talks about the nations that come from these three men.
在创世纪我想大概是第十章的时候讲到了这个邦国从这三个人出来。
And there were 70 nations.
就产生了七十个邦国。
Moses says in the Old Testament, when our days are 70, that is complete.
摩西说当我们到了七十岁我们的年岁就满足了。
So here in Luke 10, Jesus is sending out a complete number.
所以在这个路加福音当中耶稣也设立了七十个人。
What he's saying here is, I'm sending out these disciples to the whole world, all the nations, all 70.
他所说里在这里所要表达的是我要把这七十个人把他们设立送到世界里去只有这七十个人所有的七十个人。
Now it says that he appointed these 70.
这里说他设立了七十个人。
Now I don't want there to be any confusion in this room. If you have accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you have been appointed.
我不想让你觉得困惑，就是只要你是得救的，你就是这七十个人之一。
I see some young people here. You don't have to wait until you graduate from middle school or high school or college. You don't have to wait for a certain time to consider yourself appointed by God.
我看到在座当中有一些年轻人你不用等着你长大或者大学毕业或者更大一些才去考虑神会差遣你这件事情。
If last night, for the first time in your life, you got down on your knees and you accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, and you didn't have to do it on your knees, but if you accepted the Lord as your Savior, then you are appointed.
但是比如说如果昨天晚上你跪下来祷告接受主耶稣基督做你的个人救主当然你不用跪下来祷告但是你是只要接受主耶稣基督做你的救主他就差遣了你。
You don't have to finish any Christian courses.
你不用去选修任何基督徒的课程。
You're appointed to go out and testify of the Lord Jesus.
你们是被差遣耶稣基督做见证。
And this is to testify to the whole world.
这是向整个世界来做见证。
You know, if you speak only Chinese, don't worry about it. You can be a testimony in an English-speaking workplace.
虽然我们都是中国人讲中文，但是不用担心，你也可以在说英文中人中间为主做见证。
If the Lord wants to give you the words, He will give you the English words.
如果神主要给你话语的话，他会告诉你一个英文的该怎么说。
If He wants it only by actions, maybe the words won't be there, but the actions will be there to testify of the Lord Jesus.
如果主要让你为耶稣基督做见证，他不需要你来讲什么，而是只是急着你的行为，他会让你做到这一点。
Satan has brought in too much fear to the body of Christ that we feel that we cannot be a testimony.
仇敌把太多的恐惧放在我们的心里，让我们担心我们不能为他做见证。
And this is so much more the gospel of salvation.
这个比起得救的，这个福音来说多得多。
See, if Jesus meant go out and preach the gospel, he would have said to the disciples, and then go from house to house and city to city and go many places because you have to preach the gospel.
如果耶稣基督只是让我们去做一个得救的福音，他就会让我们从一个城到另外一个城，从一家到另外一家，因为你只是在传讲福音。
But instead, he says, go and stay in the homes.
但是他在经节里却讲的是去吧，待在那个人家里。
And we can ask ourselves the question, are we a testimony in our home?
那我们就问我们自己一个问题，我们在我们的家里有见证吗？
Tomorrow when we get to work, are we going to grumble, complain, and seek someone else to say something negative about the boss?
明天我们去工作的地方，我们是不是又开始抱怨，去找另外一个人来诉苦关于你老板一切不该做的事情呢？
We are to testify of the gospel of salvation.
我们知道为耶稣基督的救恩来做见证。
But I believe is hungry for an overcoming life, something much deeper than just initial salvation.
但是我相信整个世界所饥渴的不仅是这一点，而是更加深入的基督徒的生活，基督的生命。
Now the question is, how do we testify? How do we witness?
那这个问题就是说，我们怎么样才能为基督做见证呢？
Well, I have a good friend, a brother in the Lord, that is a lawyer, up in New York.
我有一个好的朋友，他是在纽约做律师的。
And he has a wonderful sharing about what it means to be a good witness.
他所交通的关于怎么样做一个好的见证人，是一个非常好的他讲得非常好。
And he's shared quite a bit on this, and we've fellowshiped quite a bit, and it really has touched my heart.
他给我讲了不少，我们之间交通了不少，他所讲的真的是触动了我的心。
You know, when we think of a witness or testimony, often we think of a court case.
当我们讲见证的时候，我们就会想到在法院里面的一些争诉。
Now, if we were in a courtroom today, we'd have one side over here and one side over here.
如果我们在一个法院的里面，我们坐在法庭里面的时候，我们就会在一边有争诉人，另外一边有另外一群人。
Well, really, that's the way our life is.
这生命，我们的生活其实本身就是这样。
Satan declared a great court case against the Lord when he said, I will be greater than God.
当撒旦向神宣称我会成为至大的时候，他就已经向神来有一个争诉。
And that's when the great court case began.
这样这个诉讼就开始了。
Satan,Satan, a man of lies, or the angel of lies.
撒旦这个谎言的使者。
Against the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ.
来去控告真实的我们。
And when Adam and Eve were on this earth, they had a choice, and they chose the lie.
当亚当和娃的时候，他们有权利可以选择，但是他们却选择了谎言。
And today we find ourselves in the same court case.
我们今天就发现我们也在这一个法庭里面。
Who do we declare Lord of our life?
我们宣称谁是我们的主呢？
Is it us?
是我们自己吗？
Or is it the Lord?
还是我们的主？
And our testimony will be in line with one side or the other.
我们的见证就表明我们是支持一边还是支持另外一边。
Now, our prayer, of course, is that we are a testimony and witness of the Lord Jesus Christ as supreme, as we sang earlier today.
今天我们所唱的诗歌愿主为大，其实就是我们向主的祷告，希望我们自己能够求主帮助我们能够成为见证人。
Well, one of the keys to a witness is you have to be an eyewitness.
要想成为见证人的一个至关主要是你必须成为一个目击证人。
If there is a court case and there's a witness on the stand and he's asked a question, about a robbery on Dumble Street.
如果现在在法庭里有一个这样的诉讼，说一个证人站在这里，正在讲一个关于在 Dumble 街头上发生的抢劫案。
And the witness says, I saw that robbery.
当这个证人站起来说，我看见了那个抢劫。
The robber was driving a red car.
这个抢的人他开了一辆车。
And it had a purple bumper sticker.
他的那个前面的是紫色的，车头是紫颜色。
Now that may be true.
这也许是真的。
But if the lawyer asks the question, now where were you when this Dumble Street robbery occurred?
当律师问他，当这个 Dumble 街头所发生的抢劫案发生的时候，你在哪里呢？
And the witness says, well, I was going to Bible study at West Office.
那证人他说，我正在去西南区，圣经研读的圣经的路上。
And I was at the corner of West Park and West Office at the time.
我正走在West Park 和 West Office 的交界处。
Well, the case is closed. That is not a good witness.
那这个诉讼就结束了，因为这个见证是没有效的。
The witness got all the facts right.
这个见证人虽然所说的是真实的。
But they heard of it.They didn't see it with their own eyes.
他虽然听见了他，但是他没有亲眼看见。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we testify of the Lord Jesus, if we are to have a real, powerful, living testimony, we must be an eyewitness to the workings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要想成为神的见证人，如果我们的见证想要是真实的、有效的、活的见证，我们应该是第一个人来经历神。
We can read testimonies of missionaries. We can read the scripture. We can hear good.
我们可以听到许多的讲道，也读那些传道士的，所有的。
But unless we have a real touch, a real seeing, a real interaction with the person of the Lord Jesus, then we are a weak witness.
除非我们与主耶稣建立个人之间直接的有效的关系，否则的话，我们的见证是非常软弱的。
The other matter of a witness is you have to be of good reputation.
还有一点，我们要想作为见证人的话，首先我们要是可信赖的。
The same situation, the robbery on Dumble Street.
还这，我们讲一样的故事，就是在 Dumble 街头发生的抢劫。
You see all the facts.
你看见了所有的事实。
And this time you were leaving Austin High School and you were crossing Dumble Street.
你正在离开 Austin 高中，你确实是在 Dumble 的这条街上。
So now you're an eyewitness to this robbery. Surely you're a good witness now.
这时候你真的是目击证人，因为你就在场。
But through further cross-examination, we find out that you are on for four other robberies yourself.
但是急着法庭这样的询问，发现你与其他四起抢劫案有关。
That witness is no longer a good witness.
你的见证就不是一个好的见证。
And so, brothers and sisters, Satan will accuse us as poor testimony and poor witnesses.
弟兄姊妹们，撒旦会来控告我们的见证是没有效的，没有力的。
In this court case of testifying of the Lord Jesus, if Satan was to present himself and look at me and say, Chip King, you are a liar and you are a prideful man.
如果在这个法庭上，撒旦对我说 ，Chip， 你是一个说谎的人，你是一个骄傲的人。
He would be right.
他可能是对的。
And sometimes that hinders our testimony and our witness because we buy into that and we say, yes, I am prideful. Yes, I am a liar.
有些的时候，这项确实是真的，你就会觉得我真的是谎言，我真的是骄傲的人，我们就会相信。撒旦所要说的。
But we cannot let that keep us from witnessing. We must say, by the blood of the Lord Jesus, I am no longer seen as a liar. I am no longer seen as prideful. But when you look at me, you see Christ.
但是却藉着耶稣基督的宝血，我们就能够宣告，我们不再是说谎的人，我们不再是骄傲的人。你从我里面可以看到基督。
Brothers and sisters, if there's anything in your life that's keeping you from being a testimony, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，如果此时此刻你坐在这里想到有一些事情让你不能为耶稣基督做见证，我要告诉你，在约翰福音第一章九节，只要你认你的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，他必赦免你一切的罪和不义。
And if we're at work and we're being a testimony and trying to be a witness, living the life of the Lord Jesus, and Satan sees us and says, you are a sinner, the great judge, the Lord Jesus, comes in and says, no, clean, witness, testimony.
如果在这时候我们想要为主活、为主见证、做见证的时候，撒旦对我们说，你是一个罪人，你所做的一切的不好的事情都被暴露出来，但是主却会对着在这个主却会说，你的罪已经得洁净，你已经被赦免，你现在已经有资格做见证人。
And finally, a witness must be faithful to the end.
最后一点，如果做一个见证人的时候，我们必须忠心至死。
An entire case can be lost if at the very end the witness is scared, the witness gets nervous and says, I no longer want to testify.
这整个的诉讼也许就会失败，如果你到了最后开始害怕、担心。
The race, this eternal race, this race with the Lord Jesus is a long one.
我们所当跑永生的道路是一个漫长的路。
And as we were around the table, several prayers mentioned hardships.
在我们桌子的时候，有几个人祷告是讲到试炼。
Don't allow these hardships to turn you from witnessing and testimony.
不要允许这些试炼把你从为主见证、做见证的地位转开。
Instead, use it for good.
而是让它为你效力。
Yes, I may be ill now. Yes, I may be in a difficult state, but I trust the Lord Jesus no matter what.
是的，也许我现在正在生病，或者我正在处一个困境当中，但是我愿意被神使用，为他做见证。
And that is testimony.
这就是我们的见证。
Now the other aspect we see, the second point, is this matter of dwelling.
第二点我所说的见证，第二点我所说的就是这个居所。
In Luke chapter 10, we see that these disciples, these 70, were to dwell in the houses.
在路加福音第十章里面讲到，这些70个人，他们要住进那一家。
And I don't think I have to go into all the examples of the Old Testament, but we see from the very beginning, God looked to dwell with man.
我不认为我需要仔细地讲到每一点，但是在旧约当中，神确实是阐明了他巴不得与人同住的心意。
The tabernacle was to dwell, God dwell with man.
最先开始的会幕就是神与人同住。
The temple.
然后讲到圣所。
We see that the Lord Jesus' name is Emmanuel, God with us.
我们看到耶稣的名是以马内利，耶稣与神与人同在。
In John 1:14, we see, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
在约翰福音第一章十四节讲到，道成肉身，住在我们中间。
There's a beautiful picture here in Luke chapter 10 of this.
在这个路加福音第十章里面有一个非常美丽的图画。
Go to this house, speak of the Lord Jesus, and if they accept you, they accept me.
到哪一家去向耶稣基督，如果他们受了你，他们就是领受了我。
You know, one of the things we need to consider this morning is who is comfortable in our midst and dwelling with us.
那有的时候我们就想，我们就是跟谁住在一起觉得舒适呢？舒服呢？
You know, if we're an engineer, then do only engineers feel comfortable around us?
如果我们是工程师，是不是工程师这一类的人才让我们觉得舒服？
You know, if we're obsessed with building bridges and designing bridges, Does everyone get bored with us talking about bridges and the only people that want to be with us are other people designing bridges?
如果我们的优势是我们来建造桥梁，是不是那在我们周围的人就会觉得非常的乏味，因为我们的主题总是在讲建造桥梁这件事呢？
I know when I was a young person, the only people that could stand me were people that loved basketball.
我知道我年轻的时候，唯一那些喜爱打篮球的人才会喜欢跟我在一起。
Because that's all I could talk about.
因为我的主题总是这一个。
That is, do we live?
但是这个与之相反的却是，我们有没有一个基督的生命？
What if I'm a teacher and there's an engineer? Can a teacher and an engineer talk together and commune together and dwell together?
如果有一个老师，而且还有一个工程师，这两个人能够彼此交通，共同擘饼，共同居住吗？
If they share the Christ life.
除非他们有基督的生命。
Can a middle school child commune, dwell, have a relationship with someone in their 60s?
如果一个中学生可以跟一个60岁的人一同交通分享吗？
The world would say no.
这个世界会说不可能。
The world might even say having middle schoolers listen to this old man up here with gray hair would be foolish.
那这个世界也许会说这些年轻人坐在这儿听这一位发白的人来讲道是一个很不聪明的事情。
But if I want Christ and they want Christ, then there's communion, there's dwelling, there's life.
但是如果我要基督，你们也要基督，在我们之间就有共鸣，共同的分享。
One of the main blessings that I know my family feels in fellowshipping at West Office and fellowshipping with you all is we see no race difference. We see no age difference. There is no language barrier.
一个极大的祝福在我和我的家人来侍奉弟兄姊妹当中，不仅是在西南区，而且是在这里，就是我们没有看到人种的障碍，也没有看到语言的不同。
So one of the questions we can ask ourselves, when people leave our presence, do they remember you or do they remember Christ?
一个问题我要问你们的就是当我们要离开的时候，当人们记住你是记住你这个人呢，还是记住了基督？
Now, a couple keys to a place worthy of the Lord dwelling.
有几点就是非常重要的，是什么样的才配得基督的居所？
We see here in verses 5 and 6, key of the word peace.
我们从第五节和第六节读到一个关键字眼平安。
It only dwells in a place of peace.
神只是居住在平安的居所。
Now, that doesn't mean he only dwells where there's no problems.
他这个不是说如果有问题他不会与他们同在。
But it means when we have the peace of the Lord Jesus, then he can say, I dwell with you.
这里所说的就是如果你的里面有主的平安，神就可以与你同住。
You know, King David, a man after God's own heart, couldn't build the dwelling place.
大卫王他虽然是寻求和神心意的那一位，但是他却不能建圣殿。
It took the testimony of a second one, Solomon, the king of peace, to build the temple.
这个却要所罗门这个平安的王来做他的另外一个见证人，来建这个圣殿。
So let's examine our lives this morning. Is there anything in our lives that causes us not to have peace?
让我们今天早晨来醒的心，想一想有没有让我们没有平安的事情。
Is there a mess you?
是不是有一个我们的身体状况。
Is there family turmoil?
还是家庭的不安。
Is there worry about the election?
还是你担心选举的进程？
Is there worry about the job, the income?
还是你担心你的工作或者你的收入？
It says in this chapter, the disciples were to come and say, peace be unto this house. And if the people said yes, peace, then they could dwell.
因为在这个第五节、第六节讲到，无论进哪一家，先要说愿这家平安，那里若有当得的平安的人。
May we,
你们所求的平安就必临到那家。
May we say in a very simple way, Lord, no matter what, peace in this house.
让我们有这样的一个祈求，就是不管什么样的发生，求主帮助我们在这个里面有平安。
Because you are the Prince of Peace.
因为你是平安的君。
Then he says, I can dwell.
这样的话，他就能够成为他的居所。
The second aspect of a dwelling place is there's always an supply.
第二点，居所的特征就是总是有充足的供给。
An abundant supply.
充足的供给。
When Jesus sent these 70 to the homes, they didn't have enough to supply these disciples.
当耶稣去设立70个人差遣他们出去的时候，他们并没有充足的供给。
These cities and these people were oppressed greatly, not just by the Roman Empire, but by the Jewish leaders.
这他们所去的这些家，不仅是被罗马兵丁，而且被犹太的长老被欺压。
They couldn't afford to feed their own.
他们自己都没有，不能养活自己。
And yet the Lord says, when you arrive and there is peace, then eat of their food.
但是主却说，当你们到的时候，如果那有平安，就可以与他们同一起吃。
The importance of faith.
这个就是一个重要点，就是信心。
These homes were people of faith.
这些家庭，他们都是有信心的家庭。
I'll leave you with a very important thought here.
我要告诉你们一个非常重要的一点。
I firmly believe everyone in this room has the ability to supply for your family.
我坚定地相信，在座的每一个人都能够来，有能力支持你的家庭。
But only the Lord Jesus can supply abundantly.
只有主耶稣却能以丰富的来供给你们全家。
It's that simple.
只有这一点很简单。
We can work hard.
我们可以努力工作。
We can bring a paycheck home.
我们可以把钱带回家。
We may even be able to have enough to retire.
我们可能已经攒够了养老金、退休金。
And that will only be a supply.
这个只是一个我们的供给。
But if we put the Lord first and trust Him completely,
但是如果把主放在第一位，完全的相信他，
will be a supply beyond our imagination.
他所赐给我们的超过我们所求所想。
And we can care for brothers and sisters.
我们还可以供给弟兄姊妹。
And care for those that need caring.
去关心那些需要关心的人。
And finally, a dwelling place for the Lord is only a place in which the Lord is head.
一个成为神居所的人, 他必须要承认主是这个家主。
The Lord can only dwell in a place where He has supreme headship.
主只能居住在尊他为大的那个地方。
And we can think of our own homes at this point.
在这时候，我希望你能想我们自己想想自己的家。
When we go to school tomorrow, is the Lord head?
我们明天去学校的时候，主还是我们的主吗？
Do we trust Him for midterms?
我们相信他在我们所有的考试当中吗？
Do we trust Him to face those bullies at school?
当我们遇见被的时候，我们还信任他吗？
Do we trust Him to be supreme over the bullies at work?
我们相信，虽然我们被欺负的时候，但是神仍然是最大的那一位吗？
There's a great verse in Psalm 121 that says, Jehovah will keep thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth forevermore.
在诗篇第121章第8节说道，你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord wants to do that. He wants to be head.
主愿意做这些，他要成为我们的主。
And we see this in Luke chapter 10.
我们在路加福音第10章也看到。
It's interesting to note that if there is no peace, if there is no abundant supply and no headship, then these disciples are to leave and dust their sandals.
很有趣的一点，我们读到，如果在这个家里平安，没有充足的供应，没有主耶稣做主，这些门徒就要离开这个地。
And it's interesting in Ephesians, it says our sandals are the sandals of the gospel of peace.
在以弗所书第6章讲到，我们的鞋是福音的平安的鞋。
Sandals separate our feet from the world.
这个鞋 把我们的脚从这个世界上分开。
If we are not shod, if we are not wearing the sandals of peace, then we are touching the earth.
如果我们没有穿着福音的平安的鞋，我们的脚就直接与地接触。
And if we trust the world today, we will live an unpeaceful life.
如果我们相信这个世界，我们所过的生活就是一个没有平安的生活。
A life of limited supply.
是一个有限供给的生活。
My final point, and I'll go through this quickly since we're approaching 12.
我最后要讲的一点，我要快快的讲，因为快到十二点。
Is our life as heavenly citizens.
是我们是天国的子民。
It says in verse 20 of this chapter, Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven.
在这个里面第二十一节讲到，不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。
Because our names, when we accept the Lord Jesus as our Savior and He has appointed us, our names are written in heaven, in the book of life.
因为我们接受主耶稣基督做我们的救主，我们的名录显在天上，在他的名册上。
We're a citizen of heaven.
我们是天上的国民。
And that's much more important than the gift of healing.
这一点比这个得医治的恩赐更加主要。
More important than casting out demons.
比能够赶鬼更加主要。
Now when Paul said you are a, we see this aspect of citizenship also in the book of Philippians.
我们看到这个国民的身份，我们就可以在腓立比书中找到支持点。
Paul says very simply, you are citizens of heaven.
我说的很简单，你们却是天上的民。
Now when Paul was about citizenship, he was using, of course, the Roman citizenship model. That's what he knew of citizenship.
当保罗在这里所讲到的国民身份的时候，他讲到他是用的是罗马的国民身份。
And this was one of the most sought after things to be a Roman citizen.
有许多人寻求要成为罗马人。
But more important than a Roman citizen, Paul says, is to be a heavenly citizen.
但是比起罗马国民，更主要的是天上的国民。
Now there's four keys to being a Roman citizen.
有四个主要点作为一个罗马的国民。
Number one, you are free from the death penalty.
第一点，你不会受死亡的攻击。
Now if we are citizens of heaven, we're free from the death penalty.
如果我们是天国的子民的话，我们就不受死亡的攻击。
You and I do not have to fear death.
我们就没有死亡的惧怕。
Jesus overcame death.
我们主耶稣已经战胜了死亡。
If the fear of death that's holding us back, we need to claim, Lord, we are not to fear. We are citizens of heaven.
如果有死亡的害怕在我们的心里面的话，我们应该呼求主去除去我们恐惧的心。
And I will put a little addendum in here. I firmly believe that the next generation will come under persecution.
我要特别。要说的一点就是我们下一代他一定会经历很多的逼迫。
And we will actually see martyrdom in our time.
我们会看到为主流血舍命。
But the Lord promises us right here, fear not.
但是主却在这里说不用害怕。
But more importantly, we don't have to fear spiritual death.
但是更主要的是我们不用来面对灵里的死亡。
When we sin, that's spiritual death.
我们犯罪的时候，我们的灵就死了。
But as a citizen of heaven, we can repent.
但是作为天上的国民，我们可以悔改。
And be clean as white as snow.
就可以，我们的罪就可以洗得比雪还洁白。
The second, a Roman citizen is you had a right to vote.
二点，作为一个罗马公民，你可以选举。
You know, the Lord Jesus gives us as citizens of heaven the right to vote.
主耶稣给我们一个权利，让我们能够选。
We can choose the Christ life.
我们可以选择基督的生命
or the self life.
还是我们自己的生命。
And this is an election year. You've seen a lot of signs, vote for this candidate, vote for this candidate.
现在正是选举的季节，你到处都可以看到那些标志，选这个人或者选那个人。
The whole world is covered trying to deceive Christians into choosing the self life.
这个整个世界都来迷惑我们基督徒，来选择以自我为中心的生活。
I don't like the way my wife talked to me. I have the right. I'm going to vote that my right's more important, and she needs to say sorry.
也许你要说我不喜欢我妻子对我说话的方式，她应该对我说抱歉。
Or you can say, Lord, you are head over this marriage. I accept that I'm wrong, and I love my wife, and if she needs dealing with, then you deal with it. Do it in loving care, because I love my wife, and I'm thankful for this little conflict that we just...
但是也许你会换一种方式告诉主说，主啊， 我是一个基督徒，我愿意过像你一样的生命。虽然我的妻子也许会有不对的地方，但是你向她指正，而我却在爱里面来包容，来为你做见证。Thirdly,
we have the right to make contracts.
第三点，我们会有权利来签协议。That
was very important in Roman times to be involved in writing contracts.
这在罗马时期是一个非常重要的一点。
Our Christian life, our citizenship in the heavens means we can have a contract through prayer with the Lord.
我们作为天上的国民，意思就是说，我们可以藉着我们的祷告向主耶稣签协议。
Whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven.
在地上捆绑的，在天上也捆绑。We
can intercede for our country.
我们可以为我们的国家代祷。We
can intercede for our families.
我们可以为我们停祷告。We
can bind the Lord by contract. As in my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们可以主宣告，至于我和我家必侍奉主，那是我们的协议。And
a beautiful fourth right of citizenship is the right to marry.
第四点就是非常美丽的一点，就是可以婚嫁的权利。We
have the right to be the bride of Christ.
我们有权利成为基督的心腹,
to have an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
与耶稣基督有非常亲密的关系,
we can share our deepest thoughts with the Lord Jesus.
我们可以与耶稣来分享我们里面最深的意念,
and He will share His deepest thoughts.
他也会向我们分享他里面最深的意念。
Now with this citizenship, with these four rights, there's two duties.
作为罗马的公民和我们刚才所说的公民权，我们所说的这四点权利以外，还有两点责任。A
Roman citizen could be taxed.
作为一个罗马公民，你需要赋税、纳税。Now
in this age, that's a bad word.
也许你听喜欢。Well,
the reason taxation is a word is because we give to the government and they give far too little in return.
这你不喜欢的原因是因为我们纳税的时候，政府却给我们的回报很少。I
don't want to distract anyone, but I think if you go home and you look at your pay stub and you see the amount going out, you scratch your head and say, how much is really coming back?
但我不想来搅扰你，但是当你回家看看你的工资单的时候，你看见交的税越来越多的话，你可能要扣扣头，说我到底能拿多少钱？
You know, taxes hurt.
你知道，纳税是一件很不舒服的事情。But
again, with a faithful governor, with a faithful leader, there can be an abundant supply that's returned.
但是如果我们所侍奉的政府和我们的权柄部门，他们是忠心的，我们就会有很多的回报。And
in our Christian life, this taxation is called the cross.
在我们基督徒的生命当中，这个纳税其实就是我们背起十字架。
We need to take up and follow the Lord Jesus. Maybe our job is presenting the cross. Maybe our family is a cross. Maybe the brother and sister that's sitting next to you right now is your cross. Thank the Lord that He's put the cross in your life.
但是你要向主感谢赞美，你有这些十字架。Because
yourself is dying.
因为你的自我在面临死亡。
And you're able to say, Lord, I see that it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me.
这样你就可以说，主啊，我感谢赞美你，因为不是我活着，而是基督在我里面活着。Lord,
thank you for allowing my flesh to die daily.
主，谢谢你让我的肉身每天可以面临死亡的催逼。
And this is the only taxation system in the world that will return a thousandfold, a millionfold.
这是唯一的税务系统。这样虽然我们赋税，但是我们快千倍的回得。And lastly,
citizen, you had to serve in the military.
最后一点，作为一个公民，你必须要服兵役。Ephesians
6 talks about the whole armor of God.
以弗所书第六章讲到耶稣基督的全副军装。
We are called to be in the Lord's army.
我们要成为基督的精兵。
But we don't have to bring our own arms.
但是我们不需要自己的军装。
He gives us the gospel of peace.
他给我们这个福音的和平。
He gives us his word.
他给我们他的话语。
He gives us his righteousness.
他给我们他的义。
But there is a battle.
但是却有征战。
And that battle might be occurring right now in your life. There may be some turmoil in your own life right now.
也许在你的心中就有许多的征战和搅扰。
Or this battle may occur in the next few minutes when we go to lunch.
可能之后当我们去吃午餐的时候就会有搅扰。
Or there may be a battle that's just ongoing for months.
或者你里面的搅扰很大已经有月了。
We've been called into the Lord's army.
但是我们被蒙召做耶稣基督的精兵。
But he's already victorious.
他已经得胜。
He just wants us to come into that victory.
他让我们进入他的得胜。
Brothers and sisters, finally, the Lord's return is imminent.
弟兄姊妹们，最后要讲的是我们的主的再来迫在眉睫。
In Luke chapter 10, more than twice the Lord says, I am returning. When I come, I'm on my way.
在路加福音第十章，有两次都在讲到，我马上就要回来。
The question this morning is if the Lord was to present himself on earth as his second return, does he see us as someone he commits himself to?
那我们想要讲的事情就是如果此时此刻主耶稣回来了他立在我们的面前他能把自己交托给我们吗
Does he see that you're at a workplace of hatred and greed and all the worst things of the world are overcoming in your testifying of the Lord's?
他要看你是不是在你所工作的地方充满了仇恨充满了竞争充满了贪心你没有为他做好见证
There's testimony there.
我们需要做见证
When the Lord returns, if it's today, does he see a household of peace?
当主再来的时候他有没有看到我们的家充满了和平
Does he say, I can dwell there?
他有没有说我可以与你们同住
Now just a key, if there's not peace in your home,Don't blame the other person.
一个至关重要的一点，如果在你的家庭没有平安的话，请你不要指责对方。
Even when there's unbelievers or difficulties, if we are humble and praying, then the Lord says, "Peace. I see the peace. I see my peace there."
即使你的家中有不信主的人或者很难相处的人，但是主耶稣会说，我把我的平安给了你。
And finally, if the Lord was to return today.Does he see his citizen?
最后一点，当主耶稣回来的时候，他有没有看到我们这些属国民？
Does he see you taking up the cross and being taxed, or does he see you avoiding taxes?
他看你是背起你的十字架纳税，还是你要努力的避免
纳税 avoiding the cross?
还是避免背起十字架？
Are we people of prayer?
是我们是愿意祷告的勇士吗？
Do we blame the President and Congress for the problems in the Middle East? Or do we sincerely pray and say, Lord, it's not the President's job, it's not Congress's job, it's the Church's job to pray, to intercede, to move the heavens?
我们是在来抱怨国会或者总统关于中东的危机呢？还是我们看到我们的祷告其实是来摇动神的手在这中东危机里面做事？
The Lord does not want to wait to the election of 2016 to make changes in this world.
我们的主不会再等到2016年当再次选举的时候来改变这个世界。
The Lord is looking for His church to stand for His kingdom, His throne, and say, Lord, as your church we intercede, you rule and reign.
还是我们主耶稣主要看见我们教会为他站立的稳。教会为他的国度站立的稳是他的国度
As individuals in the church, we have fallen way short of our calling.
作为我们每个人来说我们都亏欠了神对我们的呼召
But that can change this very moment.
但是在这一刻我们可以改变
This small gathering in your neighborhood, in your homes, that becomes this small gathering at Dumble can become the most powerful prayer interceding group of saints that will shake hell and shake this world and it can be done starting today
在你的家中和你的社区当中开始的祷告或者在 Dumbo 这一个小的聚会里面，我们开始有这样有能力的祷告，来摇动神的手，来震动阴间的权缚。
Because we have been called and appointed to go out into this world.
因为我们招出去到这个世界讲福音。
And to declare Jesus is King.
宣扬耶稣基督是王是主。
Let's cover this in prayer.
让我们再有些祷告。
Lord Jesus, we do pray that these would not just be words that you have spoken this morning.
主耶稣，我们祈求这些话语不只是话语。
Lord, we ask that you would convict our hearts.
主耶稣，我们求你亲自对我们心讲话。
Lord, we are but infants.
我们只是婴儿。哦，我们是军队。
But with your life in us, we can be powerful for Jesus.
但是有你的生命在我们的里面，我们就可以为基督站立的稳。
The gates of Hades cannot compete against your church.
阴间的权缚不能与你的教会来征战。
Lord, we want to do this for you and you alone.
我们主啊，我们愿意为你，只为你。
Because when you are blessed and lifted up,
当你被祝福，你被你的名被升高。
Then we too are blessed and lifted up.
我们也被祝福，我们也被提高。
And may any blessing that comes our way be for you alone.
愿我们所有的祝福都是为了，只为了你。
Be magnified and glorified.
愿你的名尊大，愿你得着所有的荣耀。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.